What a joy to be found together in Christ Jesus.
何等的喜乐, 我们知道我们在主里,
and
一同在主里。
Paul put it this way, it's a joy unspeakable.
他的喜乐是非言语能够形容。
It's so wonderful to be with God's people.
与神的百姓在一起是何等奇妙的经历。
Because whenever we are together, we are at home.
因为我们每一次在一起的时候, 我们就在一个家里。
God is our home.
神是我们的家。
And Christ is in you, Christ is in me.
基督在你里头, 基督也在我的里头。
In other words, our home is in one another.
我们都在他的里头。
When we touch other, we touch one another in Christ.
我们碰到别的时候, 我们就碰到在他里头的基督。
And Christ is our dwelling place.
基督是我们的住所, 居所。
Thursday evening, I share a little bit some of the features about God's chosen people.
第一个晚上我跟大家谈到神选民的特点。
God is a God of purpose.
我们的神是有目的的一位神。
God is a God of power.
神是有能力的一位神。
God is a God of pattern.
神是有一个蓝图的神。
And God operates everything on the principle of faith.
我们的主乃是照着信的原则来行事。
And that's why in Hebrew says, without faith, we cannot please God.
所以希伯来书说, 人非有信, 没有办法得神的喜悦。
So we must believe him.
所以我们必须信他。
We believe in his trustworthy.
我们信他是信实的。
And his word is reliable.
他的话是可靠的。
Now last evening, we shared a little bit about the chosen place.
我们昨天晚上谈到主所选择的居所。
A chosen people is for a chosen place.
因为神的选民是在他选定的地点上。
Since we are chosen people,
因为我们是他的选民,
God does not leave us to chance.
神不把我们放在偶然的机会里。
Because once we are chosen, we are His forever.
因为我们被他选送以后, 我们就永远属于他。
We can never run away from Him.
我们没有办法从他逃走。
We can try.
我们可以尝试。
But in the end, He will catch us.
但是最后你还是被他抓到。
And so, brothers and sisters, the sooner we respond to God, the sooner the better.
所以你越早来向他的反应越好。
And that's why the Lord allows us many, many wonderful opportunities.
所以主给我们很多很多的机会。
For us to get right back to Himself.
让我们能够回到他的面前。
Because our tendency is to be drifted, to drift away from the Lord.
因为我们的倾向是越离越远。
So, brothers, once we are chosen, we are called by God for eternity.
所以当我们被主选上的时候, 我们就被他永远地抓住了。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, eternity comes into our very being.
神的永远就进入我们的里头。
And what God is in us, God is eternal.
因为主是永远的。
And God is powerful.
神是有能力的。
Once we are caught, there is no escape.
所以我们被他抓到的时候, 我们就逃不掉了。
But thank God we are caught for good.
我们感谢主, 我们是永远的被他逮到。
Our destiny is glory.
我们的目的是荣耀。
Not just temporal, but eternal glory.
不是暂时的荣耀, 乃是永远的荣耀。
Glory upon glory and glory and glory.
是荣上加荣, 更荣耀。
You know, there's no end to God's glory.
在神的荣耀里, 没有止境。
Because God's infinite.
因为我们的神是无限的神。
You know, we are just at the kindergarten of learning Christ.
我们现在就好像在一个幼稚园来学基督。
You know, it's already very wonderful, very exciting.
已经很让我们非常的兴奋了。
And wait until we get to glory.
等到我们在荣耀里的时候。
We will be speechless.
我们可以说一句话都说不出来。
You know, I think maybe for 1,000 years, we will all be speechless.
再过1,000年, 我们大家都没话可说。
You know, we don't know what to say.
因为我们不知道说什么好。
We don't know where to begin.
我们不知道从哪里说起。
Maybe the only word we can utter is hallelujah.
可能我们只会说 hallelujah 四个字。
And amen.
Amen.
That's, maybe we'll use those two words for the first 1,000 years.
可能就用这两个词, 我们头一千年是这样说的。
And those two words are universal words. Those two words are universal words.
那两个词是一个, 宇宙性的词。
We have a brother from Brazil in fellowship with us.
我们有一位从巴西来的弟兄跟我们交通。
And he knows Brother Christian quite well.
他认识我们的陈弟兄。
And I'm sure Brother Christian taught him some Mandarin.
我相信陈弟兄也教了他一些中文。
So when I call him, he said, 你好吗?
所以他跟他通电话的时候说,你好吗?
And so that's all he knows, really.
他只会说这三个字。
But when he came to our fellowship,
他来我们教会的时候,
because we do have quite a few Chinese brothers and sisters in our midst,
在我们中间有好一些中国的弟兄姊妹。
And he will greet the Chinese brothers and sisters with 你好吗?
所以他就问安，用中你好吗来问安。
And then some of the Chinese brothers and sisters, now what else do you know, you know, in Chinese?
所以其他弟兄姊妹就问他，你还会其他什么中文呢？
He said, Oh, I know a lot more.
哦，我还会好几会。
Do you want to hear from me?
你我讲给你听好吗？
He said, Hallelujah.
他说 Hallelujah.
He said, More?
还有吗？
He said, Amen. So brothers and sisters, for 1,000 years, we'll sing Hallelujah and Amen.
所以有一千年之久，我们可以唱 Hallelujah 跟 Amen.
As Brother Spurgeon says, even though we are many, many strings, like many strings on an instrument.
斯布珍弟兄说，我们就好像在乐器上的许多的弦。
But we are all tuned to one praise.
但是我们都被调成一个赞美的声音。
Because the object of praise is one person.
因为我们就赞美一位。
Is God Himself.
就是神自己。
Now, last evening we shared a little bit about some of the features of God's dwelling place.
所以我们昨天晚上说到有关于神百姓的居所的
特点。As God's people that we belong to Him,
我们是神的，我们属于神的。
He wants us to dwell with Him.
我们在住在主里。
He also wants to dwell with us.
他希望与我们同住。
He's not satisfied with indwelling in an individual.
他并不是以住在一个人为满足。
Therefore, he redeemed people from all nations, all tongues, all tribes to himself.
所以他从各方、各族、各民来把他们买赎过来。
So that he can dwell in their midst.
所以他能够住在他们的当中。
And through them, he can manifest his wisdom, his riches, his glory.
从这么多的人里面，他才能够把他的荣耀、他的丰富来彰显。
So we mentioned last evening, the first thing is that a house of God is where God can be found.
所以我们昨天第一个点提到，在神的家是我们可以找到神的地方。
You know, you want to look for a person, you go to his home.
所以你要找一个人的话，你常常先去他的家。
So you want to see God and meet God, you go to the house of God.
所以你要找神的话，你要去神的家去找他。
And we are the house of God.
我们就是神的家。
And when people come into a midst, and they do find the presence of God in the midst of His people.
所以当人进到教会的时候，他就能够感觉到神的同在。
So, brothers and sisters, we are God's representatives.
我们代表着神。
So we must be careful how we represent Him.
所以我们必须非常的小心，我们怎么样来代表这位神。
And our brother warns us.
我们的弟兄警告我们。
He says it's possible for us to misrepresent our Lord.
因为我们很可能。代表错误了。
So we have to be careful.
我们必须谨慎。
Therefore, how we meet, how we conduct ourselves is very important.
我们怎么样相交，我们怎么样自己行，我们的行为都要很小心。
And the second thing we shared last evening, the house of God is where God can speak freely.
第二点，我们昨天晚上说到，我们在神的家里是神可以自由地向我们说话。
He's free.
神有一个自由。
He's free to speak from his heart.
他能够很自然地从他心中的话说出给我们
听。You know, he can unveil everything that's within him.
他能够把他里头所有的打开来给我们看。
And brothers and sisters, oftentimes in our Christian fellowship,
常常在教会里头，
we act as though we are diplomats.
我们好像一个外交家一样的。
We very polite to each other.
我们彼此很恭敬。
We say kind words to each other.
我们说好话。
We smile to each other.
我们彼此微笑。
But sometimes down deep in heart we have sorrow.
但是在心里面却有苦说不出。
But we don't want to show it.
我们脸上不能说表现出
来。And brothers and sisters, in the house we need to be honest with our Lord.
其实在神的家里，我们应该对神诚实。
Because he wants to speak to us words of comfort.
因为神会把安慰的话说给我们听。
He will speak to us words of encouragement.
他会把鼓励的话说给我们听。
So, brother and sister, house of God is where God can speak freely from his heart.
所以神的家，神可以自由地向我们说话。
Brother and sister, unfortunately, many places God cannot speak freely.
很不幸的，很多的地方神没有这个自由。
Maybe he will be allowed to speak a little bit.
他只能有一点点说话的权利。
And maybe he will be silent for some time.
甚至连说话的权利都没有。
So, brothers and sisters, we as the house of God,
我们是神的家。
We must allow him all the freedom he needs to unveil his heart to us.
所以我们必须让我们的神有这样的自由，把他的心里的话能告诉我们。
And also we shared last evening,
我们还说到
in the house of God, there will be activity.
在神的家有许多的活动。
There will be sights we can behold. Because when we come to the house of God, we are all very happy. When someone says, let's go to the house of the Lord, and then we all get excited.
当一个人说,来吧,我们到神的家,
because we are going there to behold the Lord.
因为我们到他那,到那儿,
and we are there to meet one another in the Lord. And all kinds of people we gather together unto Him. And as we our body share, every redeemer of the Lord is precious in God's sight.
像我们的弟兄说,我们每一个主所买书的都是宝贝的。
If they are precious to God, they are also precious to us.
如果他对神是宝贝的, 那么他对你,
now, I'm sure we experience some of us.
我相信我们中间有这样的经验,
our brother and sister in the Lord, if they are close to us, then our brother and sisters in the flesh, if they are unbelievers.
我们在主里的弟兄姊妹的关系, 常常要比亲生兄弟, 如果他还没有信主的话的关系还要近。
Isn't that true?
是不是有这样的感觉啊?
Because we can fellowship down deep in our spirit.
因为在我们彼此之间的相交里面可以交到很深的地步。
You know, just like when we go to Toronto,
像我们到了多伦多,
we usually stay with a brother, you know, a brother's home, at a brother's home.
我常常去一个弟兄的家里住。
But we also have relatives there.
我们在那儿还有我的亲戚。
But we prefer to be with this brother than to be with our relative.
我宁可住在这位弟兄的家里, 也不太愿意住在我的亲戚家里。
When we are there, we are home.
因为我在弟兄家觉得是一个家,
we can fellowship.
我们能够相通,
we found each other in Christ.
我们在主里找到彼此,
and there's sound. So we can hear.
在神的家里面还可以听到声音,
the praise, the worship.
赞美的声音,
and how wonderful it is to sing together unto the Lord.
在一起向主唱诗是何等的美,
and sing from our heart.
从我们的心里发出来,
many, many strings.
各式各样的乐器,
but tuned to one praise.
都调到一个方向,
and there will be sweet aroma.
还有我们可以闻到香的气味,
where we worship.
在那儿我们有敬拜,
we offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and praise to our God.
我们把感谢跟赞美的祭献给他,
and how wonderful to be in God's house.
哦, 在神的家是何等的美,
to see these sights and to hear all these sounds and to smell all this nice fragrance.
你可以看到这样一个景象, 你可以听到这样的声音, 还可以闻到那样美的味道。
And the house of God is where we keep the feast of the Lord.
而且在神的家里也是享受宴席的地方。
Now the feast of the Lord, those are the appointed time for the Israelites to go to Jerusalem and keep those feasts.
这些节日都是神给犹太人所设立的节期。
And when we come to the feast,
当我们来到这个节期的时候,
and we are reminded,
我们就被提醒,
we are reminded of the mighty deeds of God.
我们提醒到我们神大能的作为。
Because oftentimes when we are by ourselves, we forget.
我们如果自己在一起, 在自己里头的时候, 我们常常忘记,
when we come together,
当我们来在一起,
through the prayer of a brother, we are reminded.
通过我们弟兄的祷告, 我们就被提醒了。
Through the fellowship of a sister, our fire is rekindled.
经过一个姊妹的祷告, 我们里头的火又被挑旺了。
Our love for the Lord is rekindled.
我们对主的爱又在挑旺起来。
And so when we come to keep the feast, we remember how the Lord delivers from destruction.
在这样的爱宴的里头,我们能够想起主怎么样的救我们。
And how our enemies were defeated.
我们的仇敌是怎么样被打败。
And how we are now free to serve the living God.
现在我们有侍奉神的自由。
And we are reminded again and again how the Lord cares for us.
我们也被提醒知道神怎么样关怀我们。
How He kept us throughout the years.
在这些年来,他一直保守我们,
providing everything we need, both physical and spiritual.
不管我们物质上的需要也好, 树林上的需要也好, 祂都供应我们。
When we don't love Him, He still loves us.
我们即使不爱他, 祂仍然爱我们。
When we turn our backs to Him, He tolerated with us.
当我们倒退的时候, 祂还容忍我们。
He never gives us up.
祂从来不放弃我们。
And so when we come together, we are reminded of our own weaknesses.
所以当我们相聚的时候, 我们就想起我们的缺陷, 我们的亏欠。
And we are reminded again of the mighty power that's in God.
我们纪念神在我们里头的能力。
How He is able to keep us to the uttermost.
祂能够保守我们到底。
And then the next thing we share is that when we come to the house, all the differences disappear.
然后我们又说到，当我们来在一起的时候，所有的区别都消失了。
You know, as we heard this afternoon, as long as we live in this flesh, we have disagreements.
因为我们常在这个肉身之中，我们只要活一天，我们就有看法不同的一天。
There are many things concerning the Bible we don't see eye to eye.
很多对圣经的解释，我们并不能够完全相同。
But when you come to the Lord's house,All the disagreements, all the disputes, they all disappear.
但是当我们来到神的家的时候，所有这些不同意的地方都消失。
Because Christ is central.
因为基督是我们的中心。
Our issue with one another, they are secondary.
我们彼此间的不同意，那是次要的问题。
And so I share that when we come into the house of the Lord, we must leave something outside.
所以我提到，当我们来到神的家的时候，我们要把一些东西摆在神的门外。
Our old man outside.
我们的老我在外头。
You know, one brother told me, he said he thought he heard, I said, we must leave our filthy rag, our garment outside, our filthy garment outside.
有一位弟兄听了以为我是说把我们这个脏的破烂的衣服留在外头。
Yeah, because our brother contours, you know, when we came to the Lord, he took away our filthy rag, filthy garment away and put on Christ, the robe of Christ.
因为江弟兄在他交通这个圣徒的袍子的时候提到我们原来穿的一个旧破旧的衣服当我们信主的时候神把一个义袍给我们穿上
Yeah, but the problem sometimes we always look at the old thing we love to look inward
我们的难处是常常往里看我们看那些老旧的事物
even though we are crucified sometimes we dig up the old person and look at it again
虽然在一个程度我们是与主同钉十字架但是我们仍然去把那个老我再挖出来看看
so this brother reminded me this afternoon
这位弟兄就提醒我
he said when we take off our old garment
当我们把我们的老衣服丢了
don't leave it by the outside of the door
就不应该放在门口
make sure you throw it into a trash can
应该丢到垃圾桶去
if you throw it in a trash can it will be gone forever
如果你丢垃圾桶的话就永远不看
if you leave it by the doorstep
你如果放在门口
you may very reluctant to give it up
你就很不情愿地把它丢掉
So maybe you want to open the door and try to put it on again
你可能开了门以后又把它穿上了
We often do that
我们常常这样子做
So brothers and sisters, when you come to the house, Lord, remember to put your old garment in the garbage can
所以当我们在一起相聚的时候我们也把那个脏的衣服丢在垃圾桶里
And I thank the brother for reminding me that
谢谢弟兄这样提醒我
That is the work of the cross
那个就是十字架的功课。
When once the Lord removed that old man away, He removed it away for good.
当我们的主把那个老我去掉的时候，他是永远的去掉。
And also, house of the Lord is where we can be at home.
而且神的家也是我们能够觉得是一个家的地方。
You know, I mean, you can be at rest.
你能够得到安息。
You know, there are homes that when you visit, you can be at home immediately.
有些家你去访问的时候你会觉得是有家的感觉
Because the host or the hostess they're both also very relaxed
因为那个做家主的或者女主人也好他们都很轻松
You know, you look at it, you say, oh, boy, I can relax here
所以你也感觉很轻松
So you won't mind asking for a cup of tea or for a cup of coffee
所以你就觉得要一杯茶喝不会觉得很难
In fact, your host or hostess say, feel free to, you know, just help yourself
你的主人会说随意随意
But there are hosts and hostess when you enter the home you sense there's something uneasy about it
但是有的主人就让你觉得很紧张
There's some tension there
有一些压力
You know we know of a brother and his wife in our fellowship
在我们教会有一位弟兄
His wife is very meticulous
他的姐妹呢就非常的很注意细节
When you go into a home you do this you don't see any dust
你如果到他家你指头在哪随便摸一下你绝对没有看到灰尘
Every piece of furniture Every piece of whatever ornament at home Is just like what you look at the Home and Garden magazine
每一样东西在他的家里就干净的好像那个图片上所介绍的一样
Now it's not a home
你不会觉得到那儿是一个家
It's a showcase
你好像来到一个展览馆一样
And when you see a showcase You feel uneasy
当你看了展览馆的时候你就不会觉得像家了
So brothers and sisters, God's house is not a showcase
所以在神的家里不是一个展览馆
It's where we can be at home
是我们可以在家的感觉的地方
Because it's when he is at home, we can be at home with him
所以当我们的主觉得是这个家的时候，我们也应该觉得这是一个家。So
brothers and sisters, we are chosen people.
我们是神的选民。
We are also God's house.
我们也是神的家。And
brothers and sisters, inside the house, we don't just sit and do nothing.
我们在这个家里并不是坐在那边什么事也不做。
We are called to be His people.
我们被召成为他的人选民。
We are called to be His dwelling place.
我们被召成为他的居所。
And it was His dwelling place is also our dwelling place.
他的居所也同时是我们的居所。
But you don't just sit in the house, do nothing.
但是你并不坐那儿，什么也不做。
Because inside the house, every member of the house must contribute something to it.
在这个家里面，每一个分子都有所贡献。
Even the smallest baby.
最小的小婴孩也是如此。
You know, for a small baby, the infant, the cry maybe is bothersome to most of us, but it's music to the mother's ear.
即使那个小婴孩他在哭的时候，对有一些人觉得是一个噪音，但是对母亲来讲，这是一个音乐。
Because if the baby infant, if she can or he cannot cry, then something's wrong.
因为我们知道，当这个小孩不哭的时候，我们知道大概有什么问题了。See,
so when the mother and the father can hear that little baby cry, ah, there's joy in their heart.
所以当孩子会哭这件事情，对父母来讲就知道这个孩子还健康。At
least you know he's healthy and he's alive.
起码他是活的。So,
brothers and sisters. That's his interpretation. But anyway, brothers, everyone in that household plays a part.
不管怎么样，在这个家里，每一个分子都有他的角色。So,
brothers, in the house of God, we are called to serve.
在神的家里，我们被呼召来侍奉。Now
we heard from our brother Stephen Kong, from our brother Yu.
我们从我们江弟兄跟余弟兄听到
about the universalhood of universal priesthood of believers.
就是这一个祭司的。
Universal
宇宙性的祭司
Universal priesthood
普遍性的祭司
yeah.
谢谢
So in other words, there is no clergy or laity
乃是说到在这儿没有圣品人与平信徒之别
As long as you have the life of the Lord Jesus, you are a priest
只要你是信主的，你就是一个祭司
Because Christ is our high priest
因为基督是我们的大祭司
You know, and so in Him we are also priests.
因为所以我们在他的里头，我们也是祭司。
We also heard this morning anointing of Aaron.
我们也早上听到亚伦这个受膏。
Now the oil applied on Aaron's head is not just few drops.
倒在亚伦头上的不是几滴油。
It is poured out.
乃是倒出来。
It came down.
然后流下来,
and all the way to the hem of his garment.
一直到他这个袍子的端上,
in other words, when our head is anointed,
当我们的头到高了,受高的时候,
the body is also anointed.
他的身体也是受高,
now, brothers, do you know you and I, we are all the anointed ones?
所以你知不知道你跟我都是受高的呢?
We have the Holy Spirit in us.
因为我们有圣灵在里头,
we are all anointed.
我们都受了膏,
and therefore, we have the ability to serve.
所以我们有侍奉的这个能力,
not in our, with our own natural ability,
不是靠着我们天然的能力,
but the Holy Spirit gives us that ability.
乃是圣灵给我们那个侍奉的能力。
Now, let's turn to a portion of Scripture.
让我们翻到圣经里头,
and we'll just read a couple of verses.
我们来念几处圣经。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus.
我们翻《利未记》,
chapter 8.
第八章,
yeah. Now, a lot of the things I will share this evening, our brother Stephen Kong already touched this morning.
江弟兄今天早上所分享的，我很受到感动。
He already shared.
Oh, 他已经分享了一部分。
Yeah, he already shared. Okay. We have two minds here. By one heart, that's all right. Two minds but one heart. We may be different here, but down here we all the same.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, you know. All right, Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记第八章,
and we'll read 22 and 24.
我们看第
22节到 24节。 We will not read the entire chapter. We'll just read those two verses.
22-24节。
Then he presented the second ram, the ram of ordination or consecration, and Aaron and his son laid their hands on the head of the ram.
他又奉上第二只公绵羊，就是承接圣职之礼的羊。
And Moses slaughtered it and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot.
就宰了羊，摩西把那些血抹在亚伦的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上。
Verse 24, he also had Aaron's sons come near, and Moses put some of the blood on the lobe of their right ear and on the thumb of their right hand and on the big toe of their right foot. Moses then sprinkled the rest of the blood around the altar.
又带了亚伦的儿子来，把血抹在他们的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上，又把血撒在坛的周围。
Now this matter of consecration or ordination,
这个承接圣职之礼,
it simply means set aside or set apart to fulfill one's calling.
乃是把一个人分别出来来达成他的呼召。
You see, because we are already called to serve.
因为我们被召出来侍奉。
We are called to serve.
我们被呼召出来侍奉。
And now the Lord set us apart.
然后现在神把我们分别出来。
Now do it.
现在开始做了。
And so we begin our service by way of consecration.
所以我们开始侍奉之前是借着这个承接圣职之礼来开始。
Now if we read the entire chapter,
如果我们把全章读过的话,
we notice there were three offerings there.
在那里面包括三个祭,
there was the sin offering,
有赎罪祭,
there was the burnt offering,
有燔祭,
and then there, the lastly, we have the consecration offering.
然后就是这一个承接圣职的祭。
So after our sins been forgiven,
当我们的罪被赦免之后,
then we have the right standing in God's presence.
我们在神的面前就有一个正确的位地位。
God is a holy God.
神是圣洁的神。
Righteousness,
公义,
means we now can stand before a holy God.
的意思就是说我们可以在神的面前有一个对的地位。
And therefore Christ is the righteous one.
基督就是那个义者。
Because we are in Him, we are able to stand before the Holy God.
因为我们是在基督里，所以我们可以站在他的面前。
But if we stand on our own merit,
但如果我们要站在自己的功劳上,
we'll be wiped out in no time.
我们被神马上弃绝。
No one can stand in front of a Holy God.
没有一个人可以站在圣洁的神面前。
Not one.
没有一个。
The only righteous one is the Lord Jesus. And so therefore, the reason why you and I, we are accepted by our Holy, because we are accepted in His beloved Son. So now our sins are forgiven. And now we can stand in the presence of the Holy God. And the Holy Spirit says, well, now we can learn to begin to serve Him.
所以圣灵在这里说我们可以开始侍奉。
And therefore we have to be willing to give ourselves to Him.
所以我们就必须把我们自己很乐意地献给他。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you know, in Romans 12 we are told,
在罗马书12章这样说,
you know, Paul say that when we give ourselves as an offering, a living sacrifice to God, Paul say it is holy and acceptable to God.
保罗12章是这样说, 我们这样的侍奉, 是理所当然, 也是,
it's holy and acceptable.
是圣洁,
yeah.
是可以, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的。
Now, but brothers, imagine this.
想象这样,
when you give offer yourself up to God,
当你把自己献给主的时候,
God say it's holy to me.
神说这是圣洁的,
it's acceptable to me.
这是可悦纳的。
Now this holy, I know, I was told in the original Chinese, maybe not quite, you know, I don't know what's right translation, accurate translation, but it's something uncommon.
圣洁, 有一个意思就是说不平常不普通。
Because God is not common.
因为我们的神不是平常的神。
He's the only one.
他是唯一的神。
God is unique.
神是特别。
Because there's no one like him.
没有一个像他的。
And so God is saying, when you give yourself to me, you are very special to me.
所以当神说你把你自己给我的时候 你是一个非常特别的。
It is an uncommon gift to me.
这是一个不同的礼物。
It is a unique gift to me.
非常特别的礼物对我来
讲。And so anyone has a desire to serve God, there's a delight in his heart. His heart is delighted.
所以当一个人愿意来侍奉他的时候神有一个喜悦的心。
So brothers and sisters, that's what Paul says is the right thing to do.
所以保罗说这是理所当然。
Paul says it is an act of worship.
这是一个敬拜
as an act of love.
这是一个爱的奉献
Paul says it's reasonable.
这是理所当然的
Paul says it's the right thing to do.
这是应该的
And what Paul says is a normal thing to do.
这也是正常的事情
Paul says if we don't offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice to serve God, that is not normal.
如果我们不这样做的话是反常的
What else can we do?
我们还能做什么呢
Now I'm going to quote this from someone's writing.
我想借一个人的所写的东西。
And I thought it was very good.
他写得很好。
So I'll share, I'll paraphrase it.
我来跟大家分享一下。
It says this way: We have the right to choose who we serve.
我们有选择侍奉谁的这个权利。
But we have no right to choose no master.
我们没有权利不选择一位主人。
No.
I miss
it. Yeah.I don't think. Now let me try it again. We have the right to choose who we want to serve, but we have no right to choose no master.
我们有选择侍奉谁的一个权利，但是我们没有选择
不选。
我们没有主人的权利。
Yeah. Brother Kong, Christian, can you assist us with the camera? Okay, we have the right to choose who do we want to serve, but we have no right to choose no master.
I
know we have to choose someone.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. You understand now? Okay.
I think I got it.
Okay, sorry. It's my mind again. All right. Brothers and sisters, that is a statement we have to take heed.
这个是一个我们应该注意的一句话。
Because we all serve someone.
我们都是在侍奉一位。
Either you serve yourself or you serve Satan or serve the world.
你不是侍奉你自己就是侍奉撒旦要不然侍奉这个世界。
In a way, if you serve yourself, you serve the world, you serve Satan, it's all the same. You know, against God, it's idol in a sense.
这三样其实基本来讲就是偶像。
But brothers and sisters, we as Christians, we had no choice, really. We had no choice.
我们没有选择。
I like to think that God loves so much that he gives us no option.
神是这样的爱我们,我甚至觉得他没有给我选择的权利。
If we think there's an option, that option we created for ourselves.
如果我们认为有第二个选择的话,那其实是我自己发明的。
Do you agree with me?Maybe I'm wrong.
你同意我的说法吗?
God is, in God's love, He gives us no option because we are called, we are His.
神爱我们到一个地步，神没有给我们第二条路可以走。
But if we think there's an option, we created that extra road, that option by ourselves.
如果你觉得你有第二条路可走的话，那是你自己去找出来的。
So sometimes I think God makes it so easy for us, but somehow we make it very complicated.
神其实给我们一个非常简单的选择，但是我们把它变成非常的复杂。
For example, God said, "I'm the way."
神说，我就是道路。
But we created many other ways for ourselves.
但是我们偏偏还修了很多的路。
And our ways are all dead ends.
但是这些路都是死巷。
You see, we do that.
我们就是这样干。
So, brothers and sisters, in this matter of service, I believe God gives us no option.
所以在这个侍奉这件事情上，神并没有给我们第二个选择。
Because the life that He gives you.Is a priesthood life.
因为神给你的生命是一个祭司的生命。
Because Christ's life.
那是基督的生命。
Christ is our high priest.
基督是我们的大祭司。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we take note some of the things that Aaron and Moses and Aaron's children what they went through during the consecration process.
我们来看看亚伦跟他的儿子们。还有摩西在这件事情上做了些什么
Now we know the second ram was brought
我们知道第二只公绵羊带来的。
And Moses slaughtered.
摩西把它宰了。
Now before they slaughtered, we were told, Aaron and his sons they lay their hands on the animal.
在还没有宰之前，亚伦跟他的孩子把他们的手扶在这个，按手在这个羊上。
And now we know laying hands is an act of identification.
我们知道在按手这件事情上表示我们跟那个联合。
And then the animal was slaughtered.
然后这只羊宰了。
And then the blood was poured out.
然后这个血流出来。
And the interesting thing is some of the blood were again taken up.
有一些血流下来。
And then sprinkled on Aaron's right ear, the lobe of his right ear, the thumb of his right hand, and the big toe of his right foot.
这一份的血呢，就涂在亚伦的右耳垂。手拇指跟脚拇指上。
Now, brothers and sisters, there are two sides to this consecration.
在这个纯洁圣职这里有两个面。
One is the death side, one is the life side.
一方面是死，另一方面说到活。
The outpouring or the shedding of the blood represent the death side.
这个血流出来代表死的一面。
And when the blood was taken up to be sprinkled on Aaron and his sons, that represents the life side or the living side.
当这个血把它抹在这个亚伦跟他孩子的这个右耳垂右手，这是代表活的这一面。
Now the pouring out of the blood,
这个血流出来
in a way represents,
代表着
that our old life, our old nature, our natural strength, everything now is go unto death.
来说到我们属于天然这个面全部置于死亡。
And the sprinkling of the blood,
然后把血弹上
representing.
代表着
new life,
新生命
a new position given,
一个新的地位。
Now we are equipped now in a way to serve.
我们现在有这样的一个装备来侍奉。
Now the sprinkling of the blood upon the ear, the thumb, and the big toe of the right side of Aaron and his son, body.
这个把血涂在右耳垂右手。手拇指右脚
and they're representing something very very interesting
是一个很有意思的代表
you know our body can tell us the ear the thumb and the right foot represent the whole person
我们加利兄说到这个代表了我们整个的人
now when this right ear was sprinkled with blood
当我们的右耳垂涂上血的时候
that implies
这样说到什么呢
from now on
从现在开始
this ear is now belong to God.
这个耳朵属于主的。
This ear is now can only listen to God.
这个耳朵只能听神的。
This ear is now tuned to the frequency of God's voice.
乃是这个频率调到神的那个频率。
Brothers and sisters, our ear need to be tuned.
我们这个耳朵要被调。
And the way that God tunes our ear is by sprinkling his blood.
乃是用神的宝血来调。
Death to self, alive to God.
向我们死，向主活。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
you know that says to say something very, very important to us.
这里有一个很重要的信息。
Because the moment our right ear is sprinkled,
我们的耳朵被涂了血之后
means now the Lord Jesus or the Holy Spirit is in absolute control of our hearing faculty.
乃是说到圣灵在这里有绝对控制我们耳朵的主权。
Our ear is only alive to God's voice.
这里我们只能听见神的声音
and it's dead to all the other voices.
而像其他的声音死了。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are living in the age of mass media.
今天我们活在一个公共传播很发达的时代。
Not only in the world,
不单在这个世界是如此
but even in Christianity.
在基督教里头也是如此。
You listen to the radio stations.
你听听看那广播电台。
All the evangelical Christian broadcasts.
所谓基督徒的广播节目。
And all the television evangelists.
或者在电视上的这些传道的人
，and magazines upon magazines，
然后有许多的杂志又
，and books and books，
很多的书。
But there are many things out there，
有很多很多的事情
to catch this ear，
来夺到我们的耳朵。
But and sisters， we have to be careful what we hear，
我们必须小心我们听的是什么。
Now I want to just share a little bit about our inward hearing。
我现在愿意讲一点我们这个 里面的耳朵。
This leave the outside influences later on.
我们不把这个外面的事情，我们等一下再说。
You see, there is something in us.
在我们里头。
There's a voice within.
有一个小的声音。
tell us to do things.
告诉我们做什么?
This inside our natural light has many suggestions.
我们里头有很多的建议,
but it's all from within.
都是从里头发出的,
we have to guard against those things.
我们必须小心,
because most people, we are very ambitious.
因为我们的人很多人有野心,
you know,
we
like to do things.
我们希望做一些事,
and when we do things because we are prompted from an inner voice from within.
那么我们做决定做什么事情的时候，我们里头有个声音告诉我们，
telling us to do this, telling us to do that.
做这个做那个。
Brothers and sisters, once our ears has been anointed or sprinkled with the blood,
当我们的耳朵涂上血之后，
we must not compromise with the inner voice or inner suggestions from our inner life.
我们不能够对我们里头这个声音妥协。
Brothers and sisters, we have to guard against that.
我们要小心。
Just because it's from within doesn't mean it's always right.
从里头发出来的声音不一定是对的。
And our brother this afternoon, I think he shared something very, very important.
今天下午余弟兄有一个很重要的话。
Because we must check everything with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须跟圣灵来校正。
We must check everything in God's Word.
我们每一件事情都要跟主的话来校正。
Is that pleasing to the Lord?
是不是讨主的喜悦?
Is it according to His Word?
是不是按照主的话说的?
Or according to His pattern?
是按照他的蓝图说的?
Or because it's out of myself?
说是我自己说的。
Brother and sister, we can do many things out of our own self-life.
因为我们有很多的事情可以靠着我们自己来做。
And therefore, our self-life need to be crucified.
所以我们这个自我的生命应该定十字架。
And so far as we have to guard against all the inward voice suggestions that's coming from down deep here.
所以我们对于我们里头发出来的声音要小心。
Now there's the other side, the external.
然后我们看外头。
哎呀, all this coming in.
外头许多的声音都来到。
Voices from brothers and sisters.
从弟兄姊妹中说来,
from your own family,
从你的家人说来,
from your children,
从你的孩子说来,
they're coming in.
他们来到,
and all those suggestions and all those voices, oftentimes they sound very good and very legitimate.
这些话常常都是很合理, 很好的话,
and brothers, if we listen to them,
如果我们听的话,
we serve their interest.
我们就满足他的兴趣,
if we listen to our inner voices,
但是你如果听我们里头的声音,
our inner suggestions,
我们里头的建议,
we serve ourselves.
我们就满足我们自己,
if we listen to other people's suggestions,
如果我们听别人的建议,
we serve them.
我们就替别人服侍。
And so we were told this morning, what good a servant can be if he doesn't have an ear to hear?
我们早上提到说, 如果这个仆人他不会听话有什么用呢?
So the most important in this matter of service, serving the Lord, is this ear.
所以在侍奉的里面最重要的是他的耳朵。
So we must be in a way dead to all the other voices.
所以我们对其他的声音都要死去。
And our ear is only alive and tuned to God.
我们只有对神的声音活着。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
you know, nowadays we are governed by the external suggestions.
我们的行动常常按照外头的建议来控制。
You know, if anyone has a desire to serve God,
如果有人要侍奉神的话,
brothers and sisters, people will come and offer you opportunities.
哦,很多人来建议你有许多的机会。
If you have a gift, they will come and say, now come and help us do this and do that.
人家就会来找你说，哎，请你给我，我们做这件事情，做那一件事情。
And brothers, many of us are caught by just mere suggestions from man.
所以我们有很多的时候就被这些建议来辅助了。
So may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助。
May our ears really tune to Him.
让我们的耳朵只对着他。
And then this matter of our right thumb.
然后我们看这个右手。
Now, you know, right side is a side of honor.
右边常常是指着尊贵的意思。
Now, may I just go back to this matter of hearing again?
然后我们再说到这个听觉。
For instance, when God speaks to us,
当神跟我们说话的时候,
He honors us.
他高抬我们。
When He speaks to us, we are favored by Him.
当他向我们说话的时候, 我们被他看得起。
We had to see that.
我们必须看见这件事。
And then if we respond,
如果我们开始有反应,
believing Him,
我们相信他,
take heed to His word,
听他的话,
brothers and sisters, still we are being favored by Him.
我们仍然是他所高抬
Brothers, it's not we are favoring him.
不是我们高抬主
Because serving God, take heed to his word, obeying is our, is in a way is honor, is honoring God.
我们之所以能够侍奉他，是我们被神所高抬
Serving God is to please God.
侍奉他是讨他的喜悦
Serving God is not to please ourselves.
侍奉他不是讨我的喜悦
Now this matter of the right hand,
那么在这个右手指,
the right thumb,
右手拇指,
the right side is the place of honor.
是右边是这个尊贵的意思。
In other words, in our service and our work for the Lord,
在我们侍奉里头,
we are to honor him.
我们是要荣耀他。
He honored us
他高抬我们,
by calling us to serve him.
他因为他呼召我们就是,
we honor him.
我们要荣耀他。
By giving the place first place in all things.
我们把它放在第一位。
Now, brothers and sisters, this matter of the right hand is represent our work, our activities serving the Lord.
所以在这个右手拇指就提到我们所有侍奉的工作。
Now, sometimes we do things without consulting the head.
有的时候我们做这些事的时候，并没有问我们的元首。
And you know, I think the ordering of the anointing or the sprinkling of the blood on the ear has wisdom.
因为这里面有神的智慧。
Because ear is attached to the head. 因为耳朵是连着脑袋来, feet is the furthest away from the head. 而脚呢是离头最远。 But we like to kick with our feet. 我们希望用脚来踢, you know, and the hardest thing for any one of us to learn is this matter of hearing.
Especially for those who are serving the Lord.
尤其那些侍奉主的人,
and especially those who have been serving the Lord, you know, sometimes you sense there's a professionalism in it. Yeah, because they feel they are qualified. So therefore, when they speak, I mean, others have to listen. And when they tell you to do, you ought to do it. And so many of our works today, Christian service, we are directed by man, but not directed by God. Now, let me just give you an example about this matter of prayer meeting. Now, people say prayer is work. Not sitting. Prayer is work. But the interesting thing is that when it comes to prayer time during the week and any fellowship, you have the fewest brothers and sisters come up for a prayer meeting. When it comes to the Lord's Day ministry, they are all there. But when it comes to prayer time, nobody is there, very few. When it comes to fellowship time, you may have a few more. And when it comes to the sharing time, it's usually those two, three that share all the time. And the rest just sit there. They don't do anything. But now I'll give you, let's take prayer as an example. To me, the way we gauge the commitment of a group of brothers and sisters in a local fellowship, the way we gauge the commitment of brothers and sisters in a local fellowship, the way we gauge or the way we estimate, the way we measure
我们,
the commitment,
我们来测度量弟兄姊妹的这一个尾声
is through our prayer time.
是在我们的祷告的里面可以看得出来。
The way we measure the work, the true spiritual work of a local fellowship,
一个,
it's not so much in our gospel meeting or ministry of God's word, we can see it through the prayer time. Because when it comes to work, we all want to be visible. Because we want to be seen. You see, but when it comes to the work of prayer, real work, spiritual work, nobody comes.
Because
nobody sees, only God sees. And brothers and sisters, we have a tendency to do it in front of people, to seek their approval. And so therefore, prayer meeting, when it's real spiritual work, very few people came up for prayer.
所以当祷告会的时候, 就人就少, 就是在这里,
now, without that prayer,
没有那个祷告,
there will be no work. Now I'll give you an example. It's from one of Brother Harry Foster's story. You know, in the olden days in London, there is a big, huge, there's a huge department store.
因为在, 伦敦有一个大的百货公司,
and the front door is one of those automatic doors.
在这个大百货公司的前正门呢是一个自动的门.
Now in this country, you step on it and then the door opens.
在这个国家呢, 你踩在这个门上, 门槛上, 那个门会打开.
But 10, 15 years ago, it's a different means of opening automatic door. It's using this electric eye. There's a light beam.
在十年、十五年前，以前是靠光电管来感应.
So when you walk through there, that beam touches you, and then the door is open.
当你切断这个光电的时候，这个门就开了.
And so the story goes this way.
所以这故事这样说的.
This boy, he was very curious.
但这个孩子很好奇.
Now, somehow when I walked there, before I touched the door was already open.
我还没有碰这个门，门就开了.
And he looked and looked. Just what is the what's the mystery all about? You know, where is the magic?
所以这孩子看来看去到底怎么回事啊?
So every time he went through that beam of light, it opened.
当他一过那个光, 那么这个门就开了.
And so he tried all kinds of ways.
那么他就开始做实验.
So he crawled this way.
所以他说那个光的下面爬进去.
Interesting, the door didn't open.
哎，门没开.
And he tried to climb over.
然后他从那光的上面爬过去,
the door didn't open.
哎，门也没开.
But when he walked in this way,
然后他走进去的话,
it opened.
那门就开了.
So out of curiosity,
所以他这个好奇心,
and he saw there's a little light there.
他就看了一个小的光在那个地方。
So when he does this,
他就把手在那里挥啊挥,
it opens.
门就开.
So he tried to trace where the power source of this light.
所以他就想找到这个光源在哪?
So he followed this wire, the electrical line, the power line.
他就跟着那个电线一直跑下去.
And it traced to a building.
他就来到一个房子里.
The door has a sign.
这门上有一个标记.
It says no admittance.
闲人免进.
Official business. Official business.
闲人免进.
Okay. Because his Mandarin is too good for me. His Mandarin is classical Mandarin. Okay. That's one thing, you know, when Jonathan was translating for Brother Dana in Singapore, I get all very confused. but because he was so right, I was so wrong.
No.
But anyway, this boy traced this powerhouse. And then there's this sign saying no admittance for official business only. And you know, this boy discovered that this place is where the power, the electrical power is generated.
This
power source. So brother and sister, we want to work for the Lord. We all want to work for the Lord. But we don't know where to apply to obtain the power that's necessary. Brother and sister, therefore we use your own talent, our own ingenuity, our know-how to do it. So, as a corporate testimony, we can never do the work of God without those who are committed to prayer.
但是当我们一个团体的生活来学侍奉神的时候，我们如果没有祷告，
you know, this conference,
在这个聚会里头,
if the Lord is gracious with us,
神对我们非常的怜悯,
and I think He is. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you there are a lot of prayers being offered for this conference. I know East Coast of USA, there are many gatherings praying for this conference. I'm sure locally, brothers and sisters are praying also for this conference. So if there's anything accomplished for the Lord for this in this conference, it's because those who are before the Lord, those who are on their knees before the Lord praying for this conference.
如果今天这个聚会有什么价值的话，是因着这些弟兄姊妹跪在那里祷告所附带出来的。
And brothers and sisters, we have the tendency to do work so that people can see.
我们的自然倾向乃是说，我们做工的时候，人家看得见。
Brothers and sisters, thank God for those hidden ones. They are those doing, really doing the work. You know, once Brother Kong was sharing, he said that just because we are up here on the platform, you think we are really working for the Lord.
He
said, not necessarily. We are here because there are a lot of hidden ones back there. We cannot stand here unless we have those that are down there on their knees.
我们在这里，除非有人在后头在那里用膝盖祷告。
And brothers and sisters, we have to guard against serving our interest.
我们必须要非常谨慎，不是为着自己在那里工作。
Now in God's work,
在神的工作上,
there is certain thing that will check us. Our natural self.
有些事情是吸引我们这个自然天然的人的。
It gives us self gratification.
因为那里有对我们一点天然人的满足。
There is some pleasure in doing things for people.
因为在为别人做一些事情的时候，我们得到一些快乐。
Let me just share this with you. This is my personal experience.
我愿意讲点个人的经验。
And I hope I don't offend anyone.
我希望我没有得罪任何一个弟兄。
You see, way back when in my early Christian life,
在我早年信主的日子,
I have to say, you know, they told me that I was quite gifted musically.
有人告诉我我是音乐上有一些恩赐。
And so I had the intention, I had the desire to serve the Lord, to use music as the means of serving the Lord.
所以我就觉得我应该用音乐来侍奉神。
And I did try.
我尝试了。
Brother and sister, I tell you something.
我告诉你,
the Lord took it away from me.
神把我那个拿走了。
Because when I was doing it, I was drawing attention to myself.
因为当我那样做的时候，我把所有的注意力摆到我自己身上来了。
You know, because I used to practice 5-6 hours a day on the piano.
我曾经是每天花5-6小时练习我的钢琴。
And I can run those passages up and down the keyboard.
我把我的手在那个琴键上上上下下弹。
And you know, and I can play in such a way that I draw attention to myself.
我可以弹到一个地步，我只注意我自己了。
And the Lord took that away from me.
神就把这个拿走。
Then about 15 years ago,
然后15年前,
the Lord gave it back to me.
神又把那个还给我,
because I learned to play as unto the Lord.
因为我们学到在主里面来弹的一个秘诀,
to play in the Spirit.
在圣灵里,
to sing from my heart, play from my spirit as unto the Lord.
在圣灵里我弹,
and I tried to fit it into the spirit of the singing of the brothers and sisters, to blend in together with them. I don't want to be standing out there as something special, something there. Because we are one. I'm not doing a solo there on the piano. So brothers and sisters, we have to be careful. We serve as the body of Christ.
我们是一个体在那里侍奉神。
And we do not want to draw attention to ourselves.
我们不是把注意力引到我自己身上。
It's so easy.
太容易了。
Especially with those who are gifted.
尤其是你有恩赐的人。
How we misuse God's gifts.
我们常常误用这个恩赐。
Instead of glorifying God, we bring attention to ourselves.
我们应当是荣耀神的, 但是我们把这个荣耀归到自己身上。
And so even in this thumb,
this thumb, right?
There is a dead side and there's a life side. From the dead side, it's not for my interest anymore.
这个死的一面呢,是说到我不是为我自己而做,
I serve not because of something I can gain.
我不是做了,
and I do some not because I do it for the other people. I do it because it's the Lord's will. It's for His delight. It's for His pleasure. You know, I hope you forgive me to refer to Brother Austin Sparks. He says, everything we do as God's people is actually is for one thing. It's for the increase of Christ. Brothers and sisters, we can go through all the activities, all kinds of work.
But
if there's no increase of Christ in our lives together, it's useless.
而不能够达到使基督在我们中间增加的话, 这一点价值都没有。
So in a sense, it's not how many people we have.
所以不是看我们有多少人,
it's how few or how few people we have.
或者有多少的人,
it's the measure of Christ that really matters.
而是在我们中间到底基督有多少。
So brothers and sisters, it's very important.
这非常重要。
The Lord, we must ask the Lord to deliver from this self-interest even in God's work.
所以在侍奉神的工作上面, 我们要看见, 我们要从自己的兴趣里面出来。
And now let's quickly move this matter of our foot.
然后我们看看这个脚。
It's matter of this direction.
这个方向的问题。
Where we go serve the Lord?
我们到底到哪去侍奉神?
When we go?
当我们去的时候,
but all these things have to be governed by the Lord.
这些事都是由神来控制。
And as far as our direction is in His control now.
我们的方向是在神的控制底下。
Now let me just share this with you from my own heart.
我愿意跟大家分享这件事。
There are many things that are going on in this North American continent now.
今天在这个北美洲有许多的事物在进行。
There are all kinds of Christian works activities going on this in this land.
有许多的基督教的事物在进行。
But bottom line, thank God for what they are doing.
我们为着这些事，我们感谢神。
Because souls are saved.
因为有人被拯救。
And thank God for that.
我们因此而感谢。
We dare not to criticize them.
我们没有意思要批评。
Thank God for what God is doing through them.
我们为着神借着他们所做的功而感谢。
But for me,
但是对我个人而言,
I'm talking about myself now.
我现在说我个人。
There are a lot of things they do, I cannot do.
他们有许多的做的工作，我个人不能够做。
Because I feel God is not directing me to do that kind of work.
神并没有叫我去做那样的工作。
So, brothers, we have to be careful.
我们要小心。
There are a lot of things we can people doing for the Lord.
有许多事是为人是为着神而做的。
But somehow you try to do them, the Lord will not allow you to do.
但是当你要去做的时候，神并不禁止。
Because your direction, your movement now is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
因为你的行动的方向是圣灵在控制。
So, brothers, because we are so identified, so consecrated, therefore we suffer so much misunderstanding.
我们在这件事情上常常有许多误解。
Because we cannot do what other peoples are doing.
我们不能够做其他人在做的事情。
Not because we don't want to, but somehow we feel that we are bound.
不是我们不愿意做, 而是我们被限制住了。
The Lord somehow He restricted us.
神限制我们。
And so, brothers and sisters, we have to be faithful.
我们必须忠心。
So even our direction, we had to be directed by the Holy Spirit.
甚至我们的方向必须被圣灵带领。
Where to go?
去哪儿?
When to go?
什么时候去?
And thank God He's our head.
我们感谢主，他是我们的头。
He will direct us.
他带领我们。
He will direct us.
他带领我们。
He is our personal head, and He's also the head of the church.
他是我们个人的头，也是教会的元首。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the Lord Jesus Christ, He's our heavenly Aaron.
我们的
You know, when he was 12 years old,
当他12岁的时候,
he went into the temple.
他进入圣殿,
you know the story.
你们知道这个故事,
and after they kept the feast,
他们吃完这个宴席之后,
and they were on their way home.
他们回家了,
and then about a day journey,
他们走了差不多一天的路,
and then the parents, they could not find the boy. And they were very, very anxious for him. And so they went back to Jerusalem. And they found him in the temple. Answering and asking questions in front of all the rabbis. And of course, Mary was very anxious. You know, and she voiced her concern. Now you remember how the Lord answered? He said, don't you know I'm about to be my father's business?
我是以我父的事为念。
Don't you know I'm about to be my father's house business? His house business?
我应该以父的家的事为念。
Brother and sister, that should be our attitude.
这是我们的态度。
We don't know how to do many things.
有许多的事我们并不知道怎么做。
But we must make ourselves available.
但是我们必须让神能够随时得着我们。
Now, brothers and sisters, before the Lord step out into public ministry,
我们的主还在要开始他的公开的执事之前,
He went to River Jordan to be baptized by John.
他到约旦河去受 约翰的洗礼。
Now we all know that when he came out of the water, there's a voice from heaven.
我们都知道，当他从水里上来的时候，天上有声音说，
This is my beloved son, to with whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
For instance, when the Lord stepped down in the river Jordan,
当我们的主进入那个约旦河的时候，
And it was he embraced the cross before he was crucified.
就好像他已经开始拥抱那个十字架，甚至但是他还没有上十字架。
And it was he is declaring to the principalities in power, and even he's telling God himself, his father, and reminding himself, he said, I came for one thing, is do your will.
在那里他好像对天上执政掌权的，对这个阴间，对神来宣告，我来乃是为着执行父的旨意。
He said, my ear is only tuned to my heavenly father.
我的耳朵只是听见父的声音。
My hand is to be directed to my heavenly father.
我的手乃是为着神来工作。My
movement is also to be directed my heavenly father.
我的行动乃是由我的父来控制。Now
you remember the chapter 2 of John.
在约翰二章,
you know about the water turned into wine.
那个水变酒的故事,
and when there was no wine,
那没有酒了,
and Mary came to Jesus and said they have no wine.
那么玛利亚来对他说, 酒都用尽了。Now,
let me quote from the NIV version. The Lord replies, Dear woman, why do you involved with me?
夫人，我与你有什么相干？
My time has not come.
我的时间还没有到。
Involved. He cannot be involved with our business.
他不能够插手在我们的工作上。
If it's not time for him to do it.
如果时候还没有到的话。
So he said, my time has not come.
所以他说我的时候还没有到。
So he is always minding the father's business.
他一直以父的事为念。
You see, the situation was desperate.
这个事情的本身已经非常关键关头。
A happy feast.
是一个快乐的宴席。
And ran out of wine.
但是酒没有了。
Aiyah, it must be desperate. The hostess must be very desperate.
所以这个主人一定心里急得要命。
And somehow Mary knew about it.
但是这个玛利亚也知道这件事,
and she came to the Lord Jesus,
所以她就来到主的面前,
and said they have no wine,
告诉她没有酒了,
and then Jesus replied, said, why you get me involved in that situation?
你为什么把我放在这个情况底下呢?
Because his whole life is totally to be involved with one business, that's his father's business.
他知道他一生只有一件事，就是他父的事。
Now brothers and sisters, in our service for the Lord, sometimes we involved with the work.
在我们侍奉主的里头，我们常常有一些工作的事。Sometimes
we involve with just people.
我们只是关系到人。And
sometimes we involve with ourselves.
或者关系到自己。But
brothers, may the Lord deliver us from all these things.
愿神把我们从这些里面救出来。His
will comes first.
他的旨意是第一。His
direction comes first.
他的方向是第一。Therefore,
we need to tune our ears to His voice.
所以我们必须把我们的耳朵对准神。And
I just want to encourage myself as well as you, brothers and sisters.
我愿意在这里鼓励你跟我。There's
one quotation I always appreciate.
有一句话我很喜欢。And
you can get this in a plaque and you can hang it in your office if you want to.
你应该把它买来挂在你的家里。It
says, God is not looking for your ability, God is waiting for your ability.
神不是在那里,
He's not looking for your ability.
神不是在那里寻找你的能力,
but he's waiting for your availability.
但是他却在那里等到你可以交出来。
Brothers and sisters, we have to make ourselves available to God.
我们必须交到神的手里。
And consecration is none other.
这个承接圣职这件事,
then making ourselves available to God.
就是交到神手里, 让他随时可以用,
to let him use us as he please.
按照他的旨意来使用我们。
So, brothers, we have the right to choose whom we want to serve.
我们有一个权利可以选择去侍奉哪一位。
But we have no right to choose no master.
但是我们没有选择没有老板的权利。
But for we, the redeemed of God,
我们是神的选民。
Thank God he leaves us no option.
我们感谢神没有给我们第二条可选择。
So, brothers and sisters, we have only one choice.
我们只有一个选择。
Serve him.
侍奉他。
Serve him.
侍奉他。
Serve him with our total being.
让我们整个的人来侍奉他。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we have many suggestions. You want to serve, you do this, you do that, you go here, you go there, you go, you know.
我们常常建议人说，哎，你要侍奉，你去这里，去那里，做这个，做那个。
Yeah, we do that. You know, teach Sunday school. You're gifted music. You play piano. You do this. You do that.
你有恩赐在音乐上，你就弹琴；你会教主日学，你就教主日学；你做这个，你做那个。
Brothers and sisters, God is not looking for your ability.
神并不是找你的能力。
God is waiting for our availability.
神乃是在那里找寻我们是否愿意交出来给他。
And for a good servant,
一个好的仆人,
the one who has ear,
他有好的耳朵,
is the one who always available to his master.
他随时随在的可以让他的主人所使用。
That's all, brothers and sisters. That's all the Lord requires in service, just to be available to him.
这个就是侍奉的一个基本的意义。
Don't try to think what we should do, what we can do for him.
并不需要去想我到底要做什么或怎么做。
Just make ourselves available to him.
乃是随时在他面前让他可以使用。
So may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
So we bow our heads.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
When it comes to this matter of serving you,
我们来到侍奉你的这件事上,
we have to confess that we are utterly, utterly helpless.
我们必须向你承认我们一点办法都没有。
We have to confess we are utterly, utterly bankrupt.
我们在你面前完全破产。
Lord, we have to confess,
我们必须承认,
without you, we can do nothing.
除了你，我们什么也不能做。
Lord, we just pray that you will give us that desire to come to you.
求你给我们一个心愿来到你面前。
Lord, to drink from you.
来你喝，从你那里得到喝的。
To live by your life.
来靠你的生命来活。
And Lord, we just pray that you will give us that quiet spirit.
让我们在你面前有个安静的灵。
In our serving you.
来侍奉你。
Lord, that we will not be agitated.
我们不会。
We just pray that we'll learn to sit like Mary.
我们能够像玛利亚那样一样的坐在你面前。
Tune our ears to your heart.
来听你的话。
Just by simply making ourselves available to you.
让我们随时都能够在你的手中被使用。
And Lord, we just pray for those who are already consecrated.
我们为着我们这个奉献来祷告。
We pray that you'll make our consecration real.
让我们的奉献是真实的。
Living.
活的。
Lord, just alive to you,
是一个活在你面前,
and dead to the world,
对世界是死的,
dead to the self,
对他自己是死的,
and dead to other people,
对的人也是死的,
Lord, give us one desire,
让我们有一个愿望,
not to seek man's approval,
不是讨人的喜悦,
but Lord, to seek your approval,
乃是讨你的喜悦,
and to you we give all the praise and all the glory.
我们把所有的敬拜感谢都给你。
We ask in the name of Lord Jesus.
我们靠主的名祷告。
Amen.